Senator Dan Sullivan addressed the issue in Fairbanks yesterday. He emphasized that the federal government is not currently set up to properly manage a flood of immigrants seeking asylum.
You got to keep families together, but you should have facilities that help do that.
Senator Sullivan says the federal government needs to provide new detention centers and additional judges to more efficiently process a nationwide backlog of 700,000 immigrants.
If you keep families together and expedite the processing, you can essentially tell the mom and the child, okay, you qualify for asylum or you don't.
Sullivan stresses that seeking a better economic life does not qualify immigrants for asylum. Sullivan has co-sponsored two bills addressing the immigration situation. He says has suffered from executive branch policy swings, noting that the previous approach, known as catch and release, was also problematic.
Where you have people who are coming to the country illegally, and then they're essentially saying, okay, come back for your hearing in 4 years. And that's what's been going on, too. Well, guess what? None of those people show up. And when that word gets out that that's happening, then it actually creates a flood of more migrants, many of whom don't qualify for asylum.
Sullivan says the bipartisan legislation he supports will provide a long-term solution to the problem.